Presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime. The fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man with zither music by Anton Karas.
This time, just for a change of pace, I've got a yarn for you about a honey. That's the title I'm giving.
Honeymoon.
And if you want. It's about the strangest honeymoon that ever happened since honeymoons first began. Since the first honeymooners in history left that garden back there, even before old Harry Lyon was around. Yes, this one I'm going to tell you about is certainly the strangest of all. Pick it up. Think you agree. In Sicily, but it's as good a place for a honeymoon as there is anywhere in the world. All sunshine, full moons, and orange blossoms. Ideal. What was I doing there? I wasn't on my honeymoon. I was in Sicily on business. That's really another story, but I was there to see an old friend of mine called Plucky Mariello. Well, doesn't matter what I was seeing Plucky about, strictly confidential business, and besides, as I say, it belongs to another story. Anyway, I was there. I was in the bar of the Diodoro, that lovely honeymoon was headed for. But I ran into the company. Countess, sorry, Kathy, really was a countess. A countess from Hungary. Also, on a very sign, from Hungary. Looks, she has plenty of them, and a very tough baby indeed, but photogenic, if you see what I mean. All technical, cast iron. Busy, too. She tried to hand as many semi-legitimate rackets like beauty creams, costume jewelry, and marriage. Just now, she seems to be resting between charms. That's what I thought, though. Like I say, Kathy, this is good.
Well, there's that famous movie.
Don't look at me. I didn't steal it.
You would if you could, Harry, if there was a price tag on it.
Okay. Another? There's a price tag on that, too.
I hope it's too high.
No, I come cheap. All I want is a little information.
And then you kiss me again.
Thank me later, Countess. What do you want with Mariello?
Why do you care what I want with Dr.
Well, you two used to have a thing, didn't you? What are you doing now, stirring up the dead ashes of your passion?
I'm here on business. You might try stirring up a few more ashes, but stir it, yes, Harry.
Plucky Mariello. I remember when he lived in a penthouse on the top of that big apartment building in West Los Angeles. Sunken bathtubs, ceilings and hand tools, suede carpets that came up to your knees, and six bodyguards on the night shift alone. That was in the old days, of course, before Plucky came back from that disastrous little jaunt of his with Kathy and discovered that Uncle Sam didn't want to let him back into the country. We'd shared the expenses on a hired car that took us back into the hills, the little town where Plucky had that villa of his, and which was where he'd happened to be born and where the Italian government said he had to stay. And on the way up, Kathy told me the truth about what she was after.
It's pretty good money. They pay your expenses. Of course, you get around. That's always important.
Countess Kathy, the demon lady photographer. What's the paper you work for?
It's not a paper. It's a magazine. A picture magazine. The picture magazine. Mm-hmm. That's fact. Blink.
Oh, yes, Blink.
The trouble is I'm not on the staff. It's a freelancer. But I've sold a few photos already, and if I can get onto something really good, you know, sensational, and they'll take me on.
Oh, here you are in Sicily, ready to take a lot of intimate little studies of the famous ex-gangster. What's Bucky going to say to that?
What do you say?
Just what you do, honey. He's not going to like it one little bit. Mr. Mariello's a respectable businessman these days. One thing he hates more than the cops is publicity.
I'm afraid you're right, but maybe I can find some way of persuading.
Speaking of cops, look at that.
What?
Let us slow up. This is the Sicilian version of the good old-fashioned police roadblock. Thank you. Lucky stars, your American passport counted.
I don't have one.
Well, I do. That ought to be enough. Anyway, they're not looking for us. We're just innocent tourists these days. They're hunting big game.
Yes, I know. You mean that bandit? Bonatino's the famous bandit, isn't he? How marvelous.
Bandit is a romantic word, Signora Contessa. Tomasino is not romantic. He's a dangerous killer.
He must be. I understand that 2,000 of you men specially assigned to the job of catching him, the biggest man out in Italian history. Think you'll get him, officer?
We know we'll get him, Signor. The only question is when. Good day, Signora Contessa. Buongiorno, Signor Conte.
Goodbye, officer. Thanks.
Really,
now, don't tell me he's got a romantic yen for a brigand.
That's the yen to take a picture. Oh, what a spread that would make.
A little tricky to arrange.
Of course, then everything possible. What do you think?
The way you say it, Caddy, I'm almost convinced. She asked me if I didn't think Bucky would be helpful in putting in touch with his Tomasino, but of course that was out of the question. Between a Sicilian bandit and an Italo-American ex-racketeer, there's a lot more distance than you might imagine. But then look at it in the light of subsequent events. The distance was shorter than even Catty gets. Anyway, this conversation, as I said, took place in the car on the way to Bucky's. As I also mentioned before, he wasn't home when we got there. Butler let us in.
Yeah, the chief's expecting you both, but we're harsh and grapes now. The wine press will start soon, and he's in the village talking business with the buyers from Palermo. He'll be back any time.
Harvesting and wine pressing. How rustic can he get?
Yes, I remember when Plucky's connection with the alcoholic profession was considerably more adventurous.
Well, there's liquor in the sideboard, if that's what you mean. Good stuff. Plucky told me to have to do you make yourselves at home.
Look, how sweet. And who is this dear little man on the sofa?
Now, him.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, signor.
Hey, see, he's human. He can talk.
I'll tell you the truth. This character just flew in from nowhere.
Oh, it's one of the farmers, I guess. Something like that.
I don't know, but if you want, lady, I can talk him out with my
sister. Oh, don't dream of it. You can leave us now.
Oh, me?
We make our own business.
Oh.
This little band keeps me calm enough.
Well, at this point, I didn't know he was even to the corny local that needed a haircut, but I thought, if I thought at all about it one way or another. Caddy spent a couple of winters in this part of Sicily when she was a kid, and she's a great linguist anyway, so she and this grimy character on the sofa were buzzing away like crazy, and since I didn't dig the dialect, I wasn't paying any attention. And then, very suddenly, things began to happen. Caddy and the character were chatting away, and then I think she got out her camera and took his picture, and that's when he threw the gap, a big, nappy-looking mouser. I never liked that, really, on other people, so I let him have a sharp one on the back of the noodle with a heavy end of a quart of Black Label. I told you he needed a haircut, and probably what saved his life.
That was quick work, Harry.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Well, ring for that hoodlum of a butler, I think, or call the cops.
Are you crazy?
I don't like the cops any more than you do, Thomas. It's a particular case. What are you doing with that gun? Give it here.
The camera stays up.
What do you want with a gun, Thomas?
Well, what do you want? You've got no business.
Which reminds me, I think I'll finish making that drink.
And did you help me with Garazzo?
With which?
Garazzo. Thank you.
No, did you?
He's the second in command.
And the matter
what? Price of 2 million lira on his head. We are. We are. We are. We're out for the big game. Come on, come on.
Help you do what?
Hang him under the sofa.
Well, you say, Thomas, but after a few weeks, he may become a trifle noticeable.
Oh, chunks.
Yeah, but then you've got to do a little explaining.
Oh,
there you go.
He's a bad camera. Look
out. Look out
for what?
Oh, all right. Here we go. Now, where are you going?
I'm going to the car to give you a cab.
Yes, but what happens to me?
All right, I've got another one.
I mean about the car, not the camera. You aren't sending it away, are you, the car?
Okay, I can take it back.
Okay, let's have that truth and make it clear.
Hello, Bucky, old man.
What's going on here?
Take myself a drink,
well, what's
Bucky?
The cop doing out there?
Cop? What cop?
They're all around the house.
Look out,
darling, how well it is you.
It's you, is it?
Of course, I bought you. I was telling
you. Get you
this is my way.
No. How can
you? A cop, ain't you?
I found something that I'm losing when we come to the road. Actually, I am in the Italian now, trying to get the
Latino, that's the bandit? Mean you think he's somewhere around here?
Not on my senior side, but he's taking me to that. Correct. A very dangerous man. He has been reported in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood? That ain't my house.
That's not it. Not
just because I'm fucking married.
Hold on, man. There's nobody accusing you.
Oh, shut up.
I will be charmed to drive you back to the boat of my own.
But first, don't you want to see how your men are telling
you? To be sure, but then I will go and check with them.
Cough. After all the trouble I got of building up my good name.
Cuffy.
Yeah.
You know why I came here, don't you?
Well, how could I? You haven't told me yet.
I'm at the Thompson office. I work with Link.
Link, the picture man's name?
Yes. I want to take a whole series of...
No pictures, no publicity. But shut up. Just leave me alone. Pictures is for actors and presidents. I want to be in that.
Oh, but this be so empty, Cuffy, now. It's dangerous, old. Good old.
Hey, you know what? That Ronan's coming out from under this here sofa.
I'm a ventriloquist, Bucky, you know.
Come on, grab one of his legs, Ellie. I'll take the other. There we are now. See?
Yes, I'd better be.
I'll say. Another touch, huh?
No, he thinks that you're connected to a friend to get out of
it. That don't sound legitimate to me, and if it ain't legitimate, I'll...
Give me your drink, Harry.
Who's his friend?
Well, don't tell us, Harry. Let us hear. The friend is none other than the bandit Tomasino, right?
Tomasino, now get him out of my house quick. I don't want no bandits here.
I've already heard you on that. No, I'll take care of that.
You?
Certainly, darling. I am Harry. Oh, Bucky has to be back.
You heard me, Daddy. No pictures.
But Bucky does. Already take one.
When did you take any pictures? Hold on, darling.
It's like being photographed out of the dark. But I made a nice office here. The room will show up very nicely.
Frame up. Where's that camera?
Halfway back to the photographer. The bar's off. But I've got another camera.
Picture of my drawing room with a hot banner to that mic.
That's right, darling.
Yeah.
But nobody need ever...
Ah, the old shit down.
Really, darling.
Hey, put down that camera.
Start right.
Now, just a minute.
Library. And the rose on. Right now, darling.
Thank you. So that Bucky Mariello have to pose for all those extras you may have been handling. That's also how the notorious decision to bandit Domitino fell into the hands of the Continental. As you know, it was easily restrained to honey.
Returns in just a moment as the third man.
Sicily was made for honeymoon. There was a young couple in the hotel, Jim and Jean, and the American kids, the classic honeymoon duet. I think they're the ones that did have to drive.
Now comes a really big job. Pulling it off tonight. Got a person to...
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast, Compass. What's the job? And anyway, where do you get this stuff about we?
The dollar's waiting for us in Tangier if we succeed.
Plenty stuff. Go back to my first question. What's the job?
The money's all arranged for. They gave me the code, and I sent the wire to Tangier.
Well, I'd still like to know what we have to do for it.
Don't be tired, darling. For $20,000, you'd do anything.
True. Go on.
I'm going to be the bride. We leave.
The what?
The bride.
Oh, but I thought you said it. Who's the lucky groom? Is that what I have to do for my money, marry you?
Nobody's getting it. We're just going to make it look that way. After all, what pleasure should be a couple of honeymoon?
Well, that all depends on what we're expected to do.
Oh, you're not going to be part of the honeymoon? No, darling. You go along in the train as a sort of a lookout. Your real job is after the fiddles.
Oh.
And also tonight, you're the one who will drive up and get him in the hill.
Drive up and get him in the hill?
I'll give you the password, and they'll be waiting for you.
Drive up and get who?
Oh, don't be stupid, darling. Who do you think? Tomasino, of course.
Tomasino, kidding.
I couldn't be.
You realize that 2,000 soldiers in Carbonieri combing the country for him? There's a price on his head, dead or alive.
20,000 in gold is the price for him alive, Harry. That I can.
The honeymoon special.
It leaves Tommy in her date. The next stop is Messina, an hour or so later. They make quite a couple of counters to stand. She dressed very carefully, but she just looked closely. They're quite convincing. Well, my dear, sir. Nobody expects a hot bandit to go away on a hot cabbie, the sharp customer, that. But now I was beginning to give her credit for being even milder than I thought. When suddenly, down the corner, there came somebody who wasn't going to do that 20,000 any good at all. Colonel Rook.
Yes.
He nodded. Right on time, I can talk without much glancing. The next thing I knew, was the far end of the car talking to some characters who looked like cop and me. Not a very pleasant situation. I went back into the car and sat down opposite the rock group. He could get on a female and spoke about the dim Sicilian dialect. She was cuddling, swimming away from the switch. So kind of silly sitting there tasting that honeymoon cup. Definitely good.
Don't look so worried, Harry. You're almost as bad as the
Russian blue. I told you, Kathy. I'm sure I saw Rocco get on the train.
What
was it? Cops have orders to shoot on sight, shoot to kill. Your friend here isn't armed, is he?
Of course not, darling. I made that a condition of the deal. You know, I'm disappointed in you. I wouldn't have thought you'd be scared of a little gunfire, Harry. Or is it the 20,000 you're worried about?
Maybe.
Ah, good evening, Colonel.
I looked up. There he was in the doorway of the spot. Colonel Rocker. He wasn't holding a gun, just a cigarette.
Good evening, Contessa. Perhaps it would be better if we spoke in English, so your friend there will follow what you say. May I get
up? Certainly, Colonel. I won't introduce you. You know Harry already.
Yeah.
Even for my young husband.
The important point is that your husband doesn't know me. Even his lieutenant, whom I will name, do you tell me what happened in that villa there, was unconscious of that. So I think we can be fairly sure that this is much better. Hasn't the remotest idea that he's sitting opposite that is in the situation counting as things.
I never exactly at my ease with a cop, even when he's in plain clothes and carries an army rank, and the situation, as Roper put it, is interesting and extreme.
The gentleman in front of me has a long history of life. He did nothing once but murder in his own life. Yes, I think he would try even with his bare hands if he knew exactly what he had in store for him.
And exactly what do we have in store for him, Colonel?
Don't Roper. Mention it.
Oh.
Remember, he knows. Don't think. Men and to capture the torture. He must have told us about it before they die. Now then, there is just 3 minutes left before we got into it. Let us be sure we are clear and out.
Hey, excuse me, what plan?
But surely the Countess has explained the very thing to you by now.
No, I haven't, Colonel. You see, there hasn't really been time.
Well,
no.
There is no time now. Mr. Lyman just better keep out of the way.
That
is as near the train proper as possible. That will be difficult since the south end of the platform will be kept clear of that. Most of my men will be inside in the front, but about 30 or so will be disguised as soldiers with their machine guns behind the platform.
Machine guns?
The first thing to be sure about is that all passengers are well out of the line of fire.
The line of fire? But he's not armed. I'm beginning to gather that you're planning to arrest this man in the station, but why?
Mr. Lyon, Sicily is a strange country. This man is hated by the people. To pray for his death, but there are very few men who deliberately recognize the police for his arrest. You see, the police are regarded here as enemies.
I can sympathize with that.
They're coming into the station. I must go now, but remember the plan. On the signal, after you have led him out of the south end of the platform, you leave. Do not come closer than 20 feet. That is enough for your picture. Otherwise, I cannot be responsible for your life.
So now I had the whole thing straight at last. That was the deal. Taddy was sending in, but on her own terms, setting it up if she could get her pictures while it happened.
Sorry, come down here,
Sandy.
Congratulations, Taddy.
Thank you, darling.
So now you're going to be a famous photographer, and the groom here, I suppose, is going to be a famous corpse. The passengers were being herded to the other end of the station. She led him down out of the train. He was suspicious. He could see that, but not as intrepid. Tomasino, the famous man, clinging to him for a little bit.
All right, Contessa, run! Tomasino! Sei in arresto! Arinato!
We'd all forgotten our gun. Caracciolo's gun was had to put in a camera case, but Tomasino was in it. Somebody managed to sneak it away.
I'll counter stuck!
No! Stop! That's right!
Let me
get clear of that luggage or I'll miss him!
Can't keep missing. Oh, did they get you?
No, my other camera. Where is it? He's dying. Look, he's dying and I'm out of here.
Here's the other camera.
Good. I don't have time to reload. You hold this one and be careful of it.
Okay.
I use for everything up to now. Oh, no, no.
No, what?
And two ladies died on me. Wait, wait, wait. I'll get some. Give me the other camera, quick.
Give you
o'clock.
The camera I gave it to hold. I didn't have time to reload, so I just switched cameras.
Yes, I know.
But it was all over by the time I started in with the second one, so it doesn't really matter. I've got the whole thing in the first one, but where is it?
Oh, that was a camera.
Stop trying to be funny. Of course it was a camera. All right, I'll let you finish. I want to think. Now, what's your
point? Right, well, what's counted?
The camera, you did.
Language. Language, girl, language.
Can't be far from here. Where could you hide it?
An awful lot of noise, too, here in the days just now. I don't know if you didn't notice it, but the train went by on the other track.
I see. You threw it into the other train. That means get it back. You can't do it any easier than I can. Whenever you had something to do. You've got to have a price. You of all people.
Me of all people. You and I sell everything. Contraband, take that one. So look at what you told me the other night, Daddy, that I've never done a decent thing in my life. So it was a compliment. But now I'm afraid I've boiled my reckoning. Nobody's selling your picture, Daddy. Nothing to sell. See, I threw your camera under the...
Yeah.
It's coming. Remember, there are other cameras in the world. Some of them have come along and take your picture.
Harry Lime returns in just a moment. And now, Harry Lyme.
Maybe you'd like to know what happens to different people in the story. Thomasino, of course, dead. Mother came up and said, "Come here for them." Born famous artist. A lot of political links. Ran a big picture grab on the funeral. He probably saw it. Pictures once I captured them. She never bought another camera. Quit journalist. Matter of fact, she met that Maharaja. He sailed into the harbor of Taormina with the biggest yacht anybody, even Cat, had ever seen. Who do you think sailed away with him? Not Plucky Mariello, sure. He's a businessman now, of course, and he said he just couldn't get away from his desk. Well, no, the Maharaja's new passenger, of course, was little Cathy. The last I heard, they were on their way around the world. I wonder now exactly how far she's been.